I just want to just start us off in a word of prayer.
我想开之前我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
I'm just so privileged right now to be here.
主啊，我们何等的喜乐能够来到这里。
I'm blessed to just speak your word right now, Father God.
主，我们祷告你今天说话。
To your people.
向着你的百姓。
And I pray that every word that comes out of my mouth,
我祷告从我口里所出的每一个字,
doesn't come from me,
不是来自我自己,
but it comes from you, Father God.
而是来自你天父。
I can do nothing on my own,
因为我靠自己不能做什么。
So desperately I need you, Father God.
所以我需要你。
And I pray for the hearts of the people right now.
我也为着人的心来祷告你。
May you just break their hearts, Lord.
主啊，破碎我们。
So that they can see and realize,
所以我们能看见并且明白,
how amazing you are,
你是何等的伟大奇妙,
how beautiful you are,
你何等的美丽,
there is nothing on this earth that can compare to you,
在这个世上没有任何人事物可以与你相比,
and that is the reason why we're here right now, Father God,
这就是为什么我们现在在这里聚集,
to remember what life is all about,
来认识明白生命是什么意义,
it's all about you,
都是在乎你自己。
To you alone be the glory.
愿把所有荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Sorry, I've never used a translator before. So this is kind of cool.
还没有讲话有人帮我翻译的时候我要适应一下。
So my name is John Patrick Fisher.
我的名字叫 John Patrick Fisher.
And I am a bond servant.Of Jesus Christ.
我是主耶稣基督的仆人。
And a youth leader at HCBC.
在我的教会我是青年人的一个领帅。
And today, I just come to remind you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel.
今天我来在这里再把福音呈现在你们的面前。
I've only lived for 18 years.
我现在18岁。
But this is something that has impacted my life.
但是主耶稣的福音影响我很一生很大。
It's the reason that I'm here right now.
这就是为什么我现在在这里。
It's the reason why I think what I think, I do what I do.
并且也影响我的思想，我的行为。
This is truly my everything.
主耶稣是我的一切和所有。
The rest of my life doesn't matter.
我其他一生中其他的事物实在并不重要。
Because without this,
因为没有主
I would be left off as a pitiful and hopeless shell of flesh.
我就不过是一个没有什么希望，没有什么盼望的血肉之躯。
Living a life of meaninglessness.
过一个没有意义的人生。
But with this, with the gospel.
但是因着耶稣基督的福音。
I am alive.
我活了。
Every breath that I take is a joy.
我每一口气都充满了喜乐。
Because I know it comes from a place of love.
因为我知道来自一个真实的喜乐和爱
Something I do not deserve
是我所不配拥有的
So it's with this I come to you in boldness
因此带着这样的一个信念 我带着勇气来到你们面前
To speak the truth
来告诉你们真理
Because I can't boast in myself
因为我自己就我而言没有可夸的
I can only boast in who my God is
我只能向你们夸我的神是怎样一位神
So I pray as you hear the gospel,
所以我在这里分享主耶稣的福音
it will change your life.
希望这个福音能够改变你的人生
forever.
永远改变你的人生
if you open your ears to hear it.
所以你若愿意敞开你的耳朵来听
okay. If you have your Bibles with you,
如果你有圣经的话
could you turn to 1 Corinthians?
可不可以请我们看哥林多前书
Chapter 15,
第十五章
And we're going to go through verses 1 through 11.
第一到十一节我们也为你们打在荧幕上了。
As you're turning there, I just want to say our God is pretty amazing.
我必须说我们的神是很棒的。
How many of you guys enjoyed worship this morning?
你们今天早上敬拜的时候很享受的有多少人?
I think it's just such a beautiful sound.
我觉得我们早晨敬拜声音是那样的美妙。
To see God's people just worshiping Him.
特别是看见神的百姓在那里敬拜神
It takes my breath away
让我都几乎不能呼吸了
Okay. I'm just going to read it to you, verse by verse.
让我一节一节的读给你们听。
Verse 1. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
And by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
基督为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
That he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep.
后来一时显给五百多位弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
Last of all, as one untimely born, he appeared also to me.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them.Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Whether then it was I or they, so you preach and so you believed.
不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
Okay, so...praise God for that.
我们赞美神。
There's three things that I'm going to be going over really quickly.
今天早晨我想跟你们分享三件事情。
It's why the gospel.
就是第一，为什么要传福音。
What is the gospel?
那福音是什么。
And what do we do with the gospel?
那我们得着了福音要怎么办。
In the first three verses that we read, we see thatPaul is reminding the Church of Corinthians about the gospel.
头三节我们刚读的是保罗提醒众教会我们得着的福音是什么。
This is a church that he knows are Christians.
这些人呢都是基督徒。
Yet he still takes time to remind them of what the gospel is.
收信的对象都是基督徒，但是保罗还要花一点的篇幅提醒他们福音是什么。
This shows that the gospel is important.
因此我们知道福音是很重要的。
Because it's our foundation and purpose as Christians.
因为就基督徒而言，福音是我们的根基，也是我们生存的目的。
So Paul preached to them the gospel.
所以保罗向他们传福音。
He spoke it to them, just like I'm speaking to you right now.
就像我现在在跟你们分享一样，保罗把福音传给他们。
And they received it through hearing it.
他们听见了，也领受了。
Just as you are hearing it right now.
就好像在座的各位现在听见了福音一样。
Not only is the gospel something you hear,
福音不只是让我们听见而已。
But it's something that you stand on.
而是让我们一生有一个依据，靠此而活着。
It's a foundation.
是我们的根基。
It's not something that you add to your life.
不是说你生活里、生命里增添一些事情。
But you live on it.
而是你靠着这个而活，以这个为依据。
Also, it's something that you are being saved by.
而且靠着福音我们得救。
Paul says, "You received in which you stand, and by which you are being saved."
他说你们听见了领受了而且靠得站立得住并且因这福音得救。
So along with this being our foundation, it's also our salvation.
所以不仅是我们的一个根基而且是我们的救恩。
But there's something important that Paul says.
在这里保罗说一个很重要的事。
There's a big if.
在这里有一个 if, 就是如果。
The if is, if you hold fast to the word I preach to you.
你们若这里有个字若若不是突然相信能以持守我所传给你们的
Unless you believed in vain
就必因这福音得救
So if this isn't something that you're living on
所以若你不是活在这样一个福音的真实里
Then you believe in vain
那你就是突然相信
That's pretty much what Paul is saying
我想保罗在这里的意思就是这样
It's not my words butIt's the word of God.
不是我讲的，是圣经这样讲的。
In verse 3, he continues and says that this was something that he also received.
第三节讲到说他自己也是领受了这个福音。
And he's sharing it with them right now.
他领受了，他与他们分享。
And he said he shares it to them as of first importance.
而且他说这是一个非常非常重要的事。
Meaning that.Out of all the things Paul could teach them,
就是说保罗我所能教给你的所有的事情里面
this is the most important thing
这一件事是一件最重要的事情
he could ever say. So that is why we need to always remind ourselves of what the gospel is.
所以我们身为基督徒要常常提醒我们福音到底是什么
The gospel isn't something that you learn and put away on a shelf.
福音不是说我们学了然后就把它放在书架上。
But it's something that daily you just refresh yourself and remind yourself about.
而是每一天我们要提醒我们自己有一个新鲜的认识的。
As you live it out.
然后把它活出来。
So what is the gospel?
所以福音是什么呢?
Verse 4 says,Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with Scripture.
就是在这里第三四节第四节说的，基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
So, you have to know that there is a God out there.
所以我们必须知道，在宇宙中真是有神。
This God, He created the universe.
这位神创造了万有。
And He created you and me.
也创造了你和我。
Our lives are not an accident.
我们的生命不是突然发生，不是一个意外而产生的。
If you can look at the universe and your life and think it's an accident.
如果你看着宇宙，看着你自己，你觉得我是一个被意外创造而有的。
Then congratulations, because you have more faith than I do.
那我必须要恭喜你了，那你的信心可比我大。
I cannot believe that.
因为我是不相信我是意外产生的。
I cannot believe my life was some chance or accident.
我不觉得我的生命是一个偶然。
I know because of the Bible and because of the evidence around me that my life has a purpose.
因为圣经告诉我，并且四周的所有的凭证让我知道，我活着一定有一个目的的。
Your life has a purpose.
你活着，你的生命一定也有一个目的的。
You're not here by chance.
你不是意外突然的偶然出现在这里。
It's not an accident that you're hearing the gospel.
你也不是意外的听见了神的福音。
There is a God and He created you.
因为在宇宙中有一位神，他创造了你。
And His purpose, our purpose, was to have a relationship with Him.
而他创造我们的目的就叫我们与他发生关系。
But what the Bible says is, in our relationship with him, we messed up.
但圣经告诉我们，当神创造我们之后，在这关系里面，我们犯了错误。
Turn your Bibles really quickly to Romans 3:23.
如果你可以转到罗马书第三章二十三节。
It's a very simple verse.
是一个很简单的经节
But it's so powerful.
It's
3:23.
罗马书三章二十三节，很简单的句子，但是很有力量。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思？
What does this mean that we've sinned?
这就表示我们都犯罪了。
This means that we have wronged the God that created us.
表示我们都得罪了创造我们的那位神。
That we messed up.
我们犯了错误。
That we are evil.
我们是邪恶的。
Because of the things that we've done.
因着我们所做的事
the commandments that we've broken and we've taken our eyes off of God
我们犯了神的戒律
and lived for,
我们也做不讨神喜悦的事
and lived for ourselves
我们为着自己而活着
I know this because in my life
我知道因为我看我自己
I know that I am wicked
我知道我是邪恶的
I know I am undeserving of who my God is.
我知道我不配得着我的神。
Of His love.
或者他的爱。
And it's because I know that I'm evil.
因为我知道我是不洁净的。
His punishment is just.
他的审判是公平公义的。
I deserve God's wrath.
我是配得神的愤怒审判的。
Despite all the good I may do in my life.
也许我也做一些不错的事情。
My wickedness
但是我的邪恶我的罪
is so much stronger
是大的许多比我的善行大的许多
And if you don't think you deserve God's wrath
若是你在座的觉得、我不应该得到神的愤怒惩罚
Imagine if I were to make a video right now
你试想如果今天我要做一个录影带
of allThe wicked things and evil things you've ever done.
把我们所思所想所有邪恶的事
And not only your deeds, but your thoughts.
我们的行为，我们的思想
If I were to make a video of that.
若是今天都把它变成录影带放出来
And project it on the screen right now.
放在这个白的荧幕上
You do two things.
我们大概会做两件事情
You'd either run away in shame.
或者我们是很羞惭的跑开
Or you would break the projector.
或者你就来把这个放映机打破。
We are wicked.
因为我们实在是邪恶的。
And God's wrath upon us is just.
神的愤怒向着我们是公义的。
But the crazy thing is this.
但是你知道吗？最奇妙的事情是这样。
That God, for His glory, and because He loved us,
因着神的荣耀和他向着我们的爱
sent his son
神派了他的儿子
to pay the price of our sins
来为我们的邪恶付了代价
So if you still don't understand what I'm saying
你们听得懂我的意思吗
I have an illustration Pretend this is our sin
譬如说这本书是我们的罪
It's not, it's the Bible
当然但不是这是圣经
But pretend
假装这本书是我们的罪恶
And this is us
而他我的左手是我们
Our sins
我们的罪
Bring us down
把我们拖下来
And this is God
神在这上面
And as hard as we might try to reach God
也许我们尽可能要达到神的那个高标准
Our sin
但是我们的罪
Is separating us from it
是叫我们与神分开来
So I can push and push and push.
我可以尽量的往上努力。
Work and work and work.
我拼命的努力行善。
But I can never overcome it.
但是我永远不可能战胜这个罪恶。
But what did Jesus do?
但是主耶稣做了什么呢？
He came.
他来了。
Sinless.
他是为没有罪的。
The Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And He took our sins.
他把我们的罪。
He took all of my wickedness.
他把我所有的邪恶败坏。
All of my evilness.
我所有的败坏。
And perverted thoughts.
我所有的肮脏污秽的思想。
So that I could have a relationship with God.
他都拿走了，好让我能够跟神和好。
He made a way.
他开了一条路。
And that's so amazing.
这实在是太棒了。
I pray you realize how unbelievable that is.
我真希望，我祷告你能够明白，这是一件何等叫人难以相信的事。
Yet it's the truth.
但是这是真实的事。
You're not saved. I am not saved because of any work of man.
你我所有做的善事不能叫我们得救。
It's 100% completely the work of God.
而是百分之百神他自己做成的。
Not only did Christ die for us.
不仅基督为我们死了。
But on the third day.
而且在第三天。
In showing the power of God.
来证明神的大能。
And the supremacy of God.
神的全能。
He rose again.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
This is so important.
这是非常重要的。
Because this is our hope.
因为这就是我们盼望的所在。
Our God is alive.
我们的神从死里复活了。
He is not a dead God.
他不是一个死的人。
Buddha is not alive. Muhammad is not alive. Allah is not alive.
所有宗教的领袖他们都死了没有活过来。
Jesus Christ is alive.
但是主耶稣基督是活的。
He is our hope.
他是我们的盼望。
And we live for that hope.
我们为着这个盼望而活着。
And in showing that this was true,
为了让我们证明这是真实的。
In going back to 1 Corinthians 15,
我们刚才读哥林多前书十五章那里。
From verses 5 to 8,
第五到第八节那里说到。
He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time.
一时显给五百多位弟兄们看。
Then he appeared to James.
显给雅各看。
Then to all the apostles.
显给众使徒看。
That's from 5 to 7.
这是五到七节那里。
So there was witnesses. People testified that Christ was alive.
这些见证人看见了复活的主，他们都做见证说基督复活了。
This is truth, brothers and sisters.
这是真的，弟兄姊妹们。
And it's an amazing truth.
这是一个很奇妙的真实的事。
So now we know what the gospel is.
现在我们知道福音到底是什么了。
So now that we know it,
我们知道了。
What do we do with it?
那我们要怎么样拿福音怎么办呢？
In the last three verses,
最后的三节，
Paul is speaking.
保罗说话。
He's testifying.
他也做见证。
How the gospel has changed him.
福音如何改变了他。
How God appeared to him.
神如何向他显现。
How he was unworthy to be called an apostle.
他怎样是不配被称为使徒。
Because he persecuted Christians.
因为他以前是逼迫基督徒的人。
And then he became a Christian.
后来他自己成为了基督徒。
But he says everything that he is.
他说他所事的每一件
is by the grace of God.
都是神的恩典。
Thanks. So I am what I am because of the grace of God.
所以今天我成了什么样的人呢？都是神的恩典。
You are who you are.
今天在座的各位
because of the grace of God.
你们今天成为你们今天的样子也是神的恩典。
And it's not in vain.
不是徒然的。
Everything that, it's not a work of us.
不是我们做了什么。
It's only by the grace of God.
都是神的恩典。
Lastly, as I close this.
最末了我所要说的。
I really pray that, going back. The grace of God
神的恩典
is going to impact your life.
会影响你的一生。
Just like in Paul's life,
就像保罗一样。
The grace of God was shown.
神的恩典向他显现。
God was glorified in his life.
在他的生命中神得了荣耀。
You can't have the grace of God and not have it show.
你不能白白领受神的恩典却不能显出神的荣耀。
Not have God being glorified in your life.
你必须要让神在你的生命中得着荣耀。
It's impossible. So I really pray that right now you hear the gospel.
我的祷告是你能够听见神的福音。
And it changes, it impacts your life.
而这个福音改变你的生命。
And there's three people that God has put in my heart the reason why I speak the gospel.
今天早晨神让我这样传扬福音的时候神把负担三种人放在我的心里。
The first
第一种人
are for my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
是我在主里的弟兄姊妹们。
Those who already know the gospel.
已经认识福音的人。
And have been living it out.
而且活出福音的真实的人。
I just want to give a warning.
我只是要发出一个劝诫，一个警告。
That I have fallen into the trap.
我曾经陷入这样的陷阱里。
Of thinking that I already know all that there is to know about the gospel.
就是说我自认为对福音该有的认识我都有了。
I became complacent.
我变成好像没有办法有什么建设。
But the amazing thing is, God humbled me greatly.
奇妙的是神就叫我学习谦卑的功课。
He continues to humble me greatly.
神不断地让我学习谦卑。
And he reveals to me every day
他向我显示每一天向我启示
how more, much more the gospel is
让我更多认识这个福音的宝贵
every day the gospel becomes more and more amazing to me
每一天这个福音都向我发出更奇妙的亮光每一天都让我更惊异
so I pray that this serves as a sweet reminder
我希望这是一个甜美的提醒向着基督徒
to you all
向着在座的各位
and it motivates you
能够让你得着一个动力
to live a gospel-centered life
活出一个以福音为中心的生活
to stand firm in it
坚强的稳定的站住
the gospel isn't what we can get from him
福音是我们从神所领受的
but it's all about who God is
而且告诉我们是关乎神的事。
He deserves our glory, or He deserves all glory.
神配得我们所有的荣耀。
The second group of people that God has put in my heart.
神放在我心里所要交通的另外一个对象。
Are for the people that think they're Christians.
就是那些自认为是基督徒的人。
But they're just playing church.
但是他们其实只是一个外表的基督徒。
I'm not sure if you'll understand this analogy, but maybe the only the younger people might.
也许年轻人比较明白我这句这个词句的意思。
My hairstyle.
就像我的发型。
It's a faux hawk.
是一个那个叫做 faux hawk 的 style.
It's made to look like another hairstyle.
他的目我这个发型呢其实是像模仿另外一种发型
called a mohawk
就是那种叫 mohawk 的发型
but in reality
但是真实而言呢
it's not a mohawk
不是一个 mohawk
it looks like a mohawk
是像 mohawk
but if you get close
如果你仔细的看
you can see
你会看出来
that it's not
不是 mohawk
so this is a faux hawk
是叫 faux hawk是很像摩哈，但不是。
So there are faux Christians.
所以 ，Go ahead.
Because who think that because they can play church.
就像有些基督徒，因为他们好像外表上参加各样的聚会，有一个基督徒的样子。
Or just say I'm a Christian.
或者他们说哦，我是个基督徒。
Because I say it.
因为我口里是这样讲。
They're not.
但是实质上却不是。
And what I really want to tell them is,
我心里很重的负担就是
my God don't play.
也许你可以有这个外面的
This is serious and amazing stuff.
我的神是不开玩笑的，得救是一个很真实、很严肃的事情。
And it's not to be taken lightly.
所以不要很轻易的来处理这件事情。
So I pray that God convicts you of your sins.
我希望神光照你的心，让你真的看见你的罪。
Just as He convicts me daily.
就像神每一天光照我一样。
And I pray that this fake mask.
愿我们脸上的面具。
Will be stripped away.
被神撕去。
So that you could see the amazingness of the gospel.
这样子你才能看到福音它那个真光的奇妙。
Because it is amazing.
因为实在是太奇妙了。
And the last group of people.
我最后一个对象呢。
Are the non-Christians.
就是还没有信主的非基督徒。
This may be your first or 100th time.
也许你是第一次来到教会，或者已经来了上百次了。
Hearing the gospel.
你也听过福音了。
But I pray.
但是我祷告。
That your hard hearts.
你的心。
Will really be broken.
能够被破碎。
That your blind eyes.
你看你的盲眼。
Will see the, and come to the realization.
能够明白看见。
Of your desperate need.
你迫切的需要是什么？
For God's grace.
你需要神的救恩，神的恩典。
And I know this can only happen through God's power.
我知道你这样的看见只有神能做到。
So I pray that God would have used me right now.
我希望神能够用我。
To soften your heart.
来让你的心柔软下来。
Or at least plant a seed in your life.
或者在你的心里放下一个小小的种子。
And if you have any more questions about the gospel,
若是你对福音还有什么问题,
if you still don't believe,
或者你还有许多疑问,
feel free to just talk to me afterwards.
请散会之后很自由的来，我们可以谈一谈。
I don't know everything,
我不知道每一件事,
but I know that I was once wicked.
但是我知道一件事，就是我曾经是一个败坏的人。
Yet God saved me.
但是神救了我。
He saved me.
神救了我。
It's this that I have joy in.
因此我有了一个真实的喜乐。
That I am inadequate, imperfect.
我是不足够的，我是不完美的。
Yet He still loves me.
但是神还爱我。
So I pray that you guys see that too.
我希望你们也看见。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
哦、oh, 亲爱的天父。
Dad, I just praise your name.
我赞美你的名。
I know what I just spoke barely scratches the surface of what the gospel is.
我知道我刚才所分享的不过是福音的最外面的真理。
That I could continue speaking for hours and hours.
主啊，我可以在这里不断地宣讲福音的宝贵。
And it would still be inadequate.
即使几个小时之久，还是说不尽这个宝贵的福音。
But I praise God.
但是主，我赞美你。
That He can still be glorified.
你仍然可以得着荣耀。
Through a useless man like myself.
借着像我这样没有用的人。
To You alone be all the glory.
神啊，把所有的荣耀归给你。
Work within this people, Father God.
主啊，工作在我们在座的弟兄和朋友们里面。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
We love you.
我们爱你，神啊。
Because you first loved us.
因为你先爱我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Next one, we ask Vicky to share her testimony.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Vicky.Liang.
我叫梁荣派。
I guess first of all, I would what Patrick said is the truth, and I can testify it through my life and
刚才 Patrick 说的是真的，我也可以为他所说的做见证。
But I think first and foremost, I would like to tell you guys that Jesus loves you and that no matter what, His grace is and will always be sufficient for you.
我首先要告诉你们的就是耶稣爱你们，无论发生什么事情，他的恩典总是够我们用。
Because there's this verse in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章里面有这么一个经节。
Verse 38 through 39. And it says, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
说到因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Alright, okay, well I'll just tell you of my own experience with this great and awesome God.
我自己分享一下我怎么样经历这个伟大的爱。
So I've been a Christian for pretty much my entire life.
我从生下来没有多久就是基督徒了。
you guys probably know me for a long time. Okay, so, but I think it was probably when I was like in fifth grade.
到我五年级的时候。
When I actually became a Christian.
我才真正的成为一个基督徒。
And when Christianity became more of a relationship and a lifestyle than just a religion.
基督教就那个时候开始从一个宗教变成一个我的生活方式跟我的跟神的一个关系的建立的开始。
It was mainly because I went to Behar.
因为那时候我去的小学是 Behar.
And my sisters went to like Suzanne or high school or whatever.
那时候我的两个姐姐一个去 Awana High School 一个去 Suzanne Middle School.
And so I had like because their school started at 7:45 and mine started at 8:15.
他们是7点45就要上课，但是我是8点15。
So I had like a half an hour time span to like on my own.
所以每一天他们走之后，我还有大概半个小时的时间在家。
And so I kind of decided to just like read the Bible.
所以我就决定用那段时间读圣经。
And like because usually I read it with Rosanna.
因为以前呢，我都是跟我的二姐一起读圣经的。
But yeah, so I started reading the Bible on my own and just spending time with God.
但是因为他们都走了，所以那段时间我开始自己读圣经，自己在神面前啊，花点时间跟神相处。
And I learned like the joy in being in God's presence and just worshiping.
我在那个时候开始享受到那个敬拜。还有神的同在的喜乐是什么
？Yeah, and then I guess the next part of my life where I've encountered God was in the ninth grade.
后来呢，当我到九年级的时候呢
，is because I went in high school they have we have a club called Simple Faith.
那是我的高中的第一年，那个时候我们学校有一个基督徒团契叫 Simple Faith.
And when I joined it, like I was amazed at the people.
当我加入的那个团体的时候，我非常的惊异。
Like they were so passionate and on fire for Jesus Christ.
看到在那个团体里的基督徒，他们向着神那样的火热。
And I couldn't help but be affected.
我不能不受他们的影响。
Yeah. Okay. That's how I like came to know God through my own life.
这样，我就因此而慢慢的更认识了神。
But I think I want to share with you experience or struggle I had this year.
今年我想跟你们分享这一年来我的经历跟我的挣扎。
I guess kind of like what Patrick said, I got, I became kind of complacent in my relationship with God.
就好像 Patrick 刚才所说的，好像到一个地步，我跟神的关系没有一个新的进展。
And then I started focusing on my image as a Christian.
然后我很在乎，慢慢我比较在乎，就是我这个基督徒的形象是怎样
，rather than just our God，
而不没有集中在神的身上。
And so, like, this brought in a lot of worry. Like, I would focus on my sins and like on everything like I was doing wrong. It's like, how can I become a better Christian?
所以我就好像一直注意说我又犯了什么错啦我怎么样改变我自己，怎样改进我自己，怎么让我做一个更好的基督徒。
And like, I cared like about kind of like my reputation as a Christian in church and in school and every aspect.
我很在乎在学校啊，在教会里啊，我的形象，我的名誉怎么样啊？
And it came to a point where it was just all about me and not so much about glorifying God.
因为我注意自己这么厉害，到后来呢，我好像我的中心点都在我这个人身上，而不是在神的身上。
It was like, how can I glorify myself under the guise of giving glory to God?
就好像我外表是要来荣耀神，但是我真在乎的是我得了多少荣耀。
And I would even get like jealous when I saw someone stronger than me in faith or a stronger Christian.
有时候我看到有人比我更像基督徒的时候，我还而且还因此会有点嫉妒的感觉。
Yeah, so that's really bad. And so God struck me with this verse.
所以当我在读经的时候，神啊用这一节向我说话。
Second Corinthians 5:15.
是灵后。第五章第十五节，
And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
So, yeah, from that point, I try to can't live anymore for myself, but because my life is sold to God. And like,
从那个时候开始，我就认识到我的生命不属于我自己，是属于神。我应该为神而活。
But you know, change has been gradual.
但这个改变呢，是一个很缓慢的过程。
But I kind of realized that there really isn't any point in living for myself, especially when you have a God.That loves you and that died for you because he loves you.
慢慢的我了解到说为自己活的是没有什么意义的，因为我们有一位神，他是这样爱我们并且为我们死。
And I realized that it's not by works that we are saved. And
我知道不是靠着我们的行为我们得救。
Like not at all, but it's by grace through faith.
而是借着恩因着信我们得救的。
Yeah, and so I think through this like experience or struggle,God taught me a lot about humility.
在这个过程中，神让我学习谦卑的功课。
And the extent of His salvation.
而且对他的救恩有一个新的认识。
And like humility is not really viewing yourself less, but it's like knowing where you stand in relation to God and
谦卑并不是小看你的自己，而是认识你在神面前你该当是一个怎样的地位。
It's knowing that your life belongs to God.
知道说你是属于神的。
And that there's nothing greater than God.
而在宇宙中没有比神更大的。
Not even our own lives.
我们自己的生命是算不了什么。
And I think the greatest example of this.
最好的一个比喻呢。
Is Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Who humbled himself to the point of death. To the point of death, even death on a cross.
他降卑，谦卑以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Yeah, but I think this example isn't just humility.
他的榜样不仅是谦卑而已。
But it's like love, and it's
而且是爱。
It's like the most outrageous and incomprehensible love ever.
是一个超过我们所能够明白的爱。
It's love with no bounds.
是一个没有边界的爱。
I guess this brings me back to my first point that nothing can separate you from God's love.
就像我们刚才所念的经节，没有任何的人事物能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Vicky and Patrick, for your great reminder of us this morning.
谢谢 Patrick 跟 Vicky 给我们早上那么好的提醒。
I think the two of them are just such great examples of God's promise that if we abide in Him, He will abide in us.
他们刚才跟我们的分享是让我们看到最好的两个榜样，就是若我们住在基督里，基督也住在我们的里面。
And it's nothing that they did that allowed them to bear good fruit, but it was the God in them that overflowed.
不是他们做了什么好的事，而是在他们里面的神出来。
I mean, they talked about this morning just pictures of grace in their life.
今天早晨他们提醒我们神的恩典在他们生命中的影响。
And I don't know where you all are if you're in a time of trouble, in a time of need, in a time of brokenness.
我不知道现在你在你的生命的旅程中是在一个怎么样的光景里，是在困难里面吗？是在破碎里面，是在忧伤的里面吗？
But if anything, what we've heard this morning, it's that God's promises ring true.
若今天早晨我们所听见的真理是真的，神的应许是真实的话。
And even if we can't feel it right now, God's grace is there.
也许我们没有办法感受到神的恩典。
And even though we can't see it right now, God's light is there.
或者我们看不见神的真光。
And like the song that we sang earlier today, it's called Desert Song.
就像我们今天所唱的第一首诗歌。
And it was written in a time, when the songwriter was feeling empty and dry and broken.
写诗的那位作者，他写这首诗歌的时候，正在他生命中一个非常干旱疲乏的时候。
But as we sing in the chorus, she still sings, "I will bring praise."
但是你看到副歌的时候，她仍然说我要赞美。
No weapon formed against me can remain.
没有任何武器能够阻挡我。
And that's because God's promises ring true.
那是因为神他的应许是真实的。
And so, why don't we take some time and close our eyes and bow our heads as Vicky and Belinda lead us into this song another time.
那我们现在可不可以我们安静我们的心，闭上我们的眼睛，我们来到神面前，让我们为你们再唱一次这首诗歌。
This is my prayer. This is my prayer in the desert, when all that's within me feels dry. This is my prayer in my hunger and need. My God is the God who provides.This is my prayer in the fire, in weakness or trial or pain. There is a faith proved the more worth in gold, so refine me, Lord, through the flame. I will bring praise.I will bring praise. No weapons formed against me shall remain. And I will rejoice. And I will declare. God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer.This is my prayer in the battle. Triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and co-heir with Christ. So firm on His promise I'll stand. And I will bring praise. I will bring praise.Shall remain, and I will rejoice, and I will declare, God is my victory, and He is here.
Okay, so let me just close this in prayer really quick.Oh God, we thank you so much that your love endures forever. And God, we thank you for your promises. And God, we thank you that even Paul, even someone that persecuted the church, even someone that swore against your name,
even someone that swore against your name,
can do so much for your kingdom, Father God.
Can
be used by you so much, Father God. Lord, we stand here humbled by your majesty, Lord. And just in awe of this love that you've given us, God. In awe of this grace that you freely give, God. Because even when we're in the desert, God, even when we're broken beyond repair, God, we can call upon your name and you'll meet us where we are. Father God, we thank you that nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing. God, so in our lives, in every season, as we walk with you, Lord, teach us to trust you. Teach us to have faith. Teach us to always look upward and find you there, Lord. Father God, we love you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
To worship, I will bring.
sins, I will rejoice. I will declare God is my victory and He is here. Dear God, we just thank you for this time and worship that you can bring us before your presence, before your throne, where we just lay ourselves in humility and in shame. But by your grace and grace alone, that you've lifted us above that. And God, you just give us your love. And we just want to praise you and bring you glory and honor in all the things we say. And God, I just pray that you would be here in our lives and throughout our week, throughout eternity. God, you would just be here. And that we would always be able to bring praise. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated.